Hello, my name is Christina. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes.
Okay, a testing site or a vaccine site?
Oh, a vaccine site.
All right, the phone number for the vaccine appointment line is 855.
Hold on a minute. Get my husband to write it down. Bubba, get a pen. Come here. I'm sorry. I'm blind, so I have to get him to write down things.
You're fine.
Right, write down his number. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
It's 855.
855.
566.
566.
5333.
5-3 what? 3-3. 3-3. And I call that number and I can set up an appointment?
Yes, ma'am. They'll pre-register you, and then they send it over to the local level, and once something's available, they'll reach out with the appointment date and time.
Okay. I wanted to ask you one more question, if you don't mind.
Yes, ma'am.
My husband has emphysema and COPD, and he's on oxygen 24/7, but he's only 63. Can he get it earlier?
Yes, ma'am. He should still be eligible to go ahead, like, as soon as they have something available. But they won't actually be able to set the appointment in stone when you call them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I just want to make sure that I could get him in there as quickly as possible.
Yes, ma'am. They will get him in as soon as possible. They just won't be able to give you the appointment date and time because they have to send it to the local level so they can reach back out to you.
And the local level will reach back out to me, or do I contact them?
No, ma'am. They give you a call once something is available.
Okay. So I call that number and tell them where I am and everything, and they do the rest and set it up.
Right. They get all your information and send it over, and then you'll get a call back.
Okay. I'm sorry to ask so many questions, but when you're blind, you have to get it in your mind exactly what it is.
I understand, honey. That's what I'm here for. Was there anything else I could help with?
No, I think that's, other than, is it available for people under 65 yet?
I believe so. Well, with him having the health conditions he has, he would be available, you know, for the first round. So it won't be a matter of him having to wait or anything. Now, if you have any type of health problems and you're under the age, then you would fall into that.
The only thing wrong with me is arthritis.
I don't know if that's one of them, but even high blood pressure is, I mean, if you have any type of like high blood pressure, diabetes, I mean, any things that you wouldn't really think.
You see, would that do it?
I would think so. I mean, if you have that, just let them know, you know, that you have pre-existing health conditions. And you'll have to give that information to the local health department because I don't think the vaccine appointment line really has the ability to collect that. So the health department will probably be calling you to get additional info too.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for your help.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Stay safe.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.